This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ida is no longer a hurricane. The storm was downgraded to a tropical storm after slamming into Louisiana yesterday as a Category 4 storm with 150-mile-per-hour winds. At least one person is dead. Power got knocked out to all of New Orleans. Across southeast Louisiana, residents are waiting to be rescued from floodwaters. New Orleans resident Nick Mosca decided to stay. But why?
Partly it's because we just wanted to make sure that other family members that are staying are safe. So it's kind of helping each other. Some of our neighbors, I would say half the neighborhood is staying and the other half is evacuated.
The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Pappin on what's next.
So the impacts are shifting now from a strong wind and sort of storm surge threat to more of a very heavy rainfall threat, especially over inland areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and then spreading into Tennessee and Kentucky over the next 1 to 3 days.
Five rockets targeted the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan this morning, says the U.S. military. The U.S. says a defensive weapon targeted the rockets in a whirling hail of ammunition. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The rocket fire, apparently targeting Kabul's international airport, struck a nearby neighborhood on the eve of the deadline for U.S. troops to withdraw from the country. After the attack, planes continued to land and taxi across the northern military side of the airport, taking off roughly every 20 minutes at one point. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Last week, the Islamic State group in Afghanistan launched a devastating suicide bombing at one of the airport gates, killing around 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members.
The U.S. has evacuated 1,200 people in the past 24 hours. This is AP News. The PGA tournament ends with a marathon playoff.
Patrick Cantlay has outlasted Bryson DeChambeau in a dramatic playoff to win the BMW Championship in Maryland. Cantlay secured the win with a birdie on the sixth extra hole after the two had finished 27 under in a record low-scoring week. It was the fourth week in a row the tour had finished in sudden death, the 14th for the season. It was Cantlay's third win this year and lifts him to the top of the FedEx standings as the elite 30-man field now heads into the season-ending tour championship in Atlanta. I'm Graham Agars.
COVID deaths are now running at more than 1,200 a day, the highest level since mid-March. New cases per day are averaging over 156,000. That's a number that reminds us of the end of January. The surge is largely fueled by the Delta variant among those who are unvaccinated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.